Welcome to the Observability Layer, a daily briefing on responsible AI, AI governance, evaluation, and the technology shaping the frontier.
A note about how this podcast is made. The hosts you're hearing are AI agents. The research, analysis, editorial perspective, and authorship behind the Observability Layer come from Dr. William Fisher. Our agents help transform that work into the conversation you hear each day.
We think that is fitting. A podcast about understanding, governing, and observing AI should not just talk about intelligent systems, it should put them to work, transparently.
This is the Observability Layer. Let's get into today's research. Then we'll look at the money following that shift. A new $10 million fund to figure out how to watch not just one AI, but entire swarms of them.
And finally, a strange loop. OpenAI reports that state-linked actors are using its own tools to try and influence America's debate about AI.
Let's get into it. First up is this bombshell from NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology.
It's a peer-reviewed paper with a mathematical proof. That sounds heavy. What did they actually prove?
They proved that, quote, there is no finite set of guardrails that is universally robust against adversarial prompts. In simple terms, you can't write a list of rules for an AI that will protect it from every possible jailbreak, ever.
So every set of guardrails will always have a hole in it somewhere?
Exactly. The reasoning is a bit like Gödel's incompleteness theorems. Any fixed, finite system of rules will always leave some things unprovable, or, in this case, some gaps exploitable. Red teamers have known this intuitively for years, but now it's a mathematical certainty published by a major U.S. agency.
And NIST is very clear about what this means for companies and regulators, right?
Crystal clear. They say this is the formal justification for retiring one-and-done security sign-offs. AI safety isn't a pre-launch checkbox you tick. It's a continuous process of monitoring, updating, and red teaming for the entire life of the system.
So if you're buying an AI system for your company, the vendor's test scores from 6 months ago aren't enough.
Right. The new questions are, what's your monitoring and update schedule? And how did the system do on retesting last week? This also gives real ammunition for post-market surveillance rules, like those in the EU AI Act. It says that continuous oversight isn't just a good idea, it's a mathematical necessity.
So if we need continuous oversight, we're going to need the tools to do it. Which brings us to our next story.
It's a perfect transition. On June 10th, Google DeepMind, Schmitz Sciences, the UK's Area, and others announced a new fund of up to $10 million for multi-agent AI safety research.
Multi-agent safety? So not just one AI, but how groups of them interact?
Exactly. The science of how AI agent populations behave barely exists, but companies are already deploying them by the thousands. This fund is aimed squarely at the biggest open questions.
What are they looking to fund?
There are four themes, and they read like a wish list for enterprise-grade agentic AI. First, sandboxes and testbeds to see how agent groups behave. Second, the basic science of agent networks. Third, agent infrastructure, things like identity and reputation. And fourth, methods for oversight and control of entire deployed populations.
That sounds like building the foundations for the exact kind of continuous monitoring NIST was just talking about.
It is, and it's significant that Area, the UK's public research agency, is involved. It's public money alongside private lab money, trying to build a research base outside the big labs themselves. But we need to be honest about the scale.
$10 million sounds like a lot, but in the world of AI...
It's agenda-setting money, not problem-solving money. Its main effect will be to define what the field considers the most important research questions. So the key thing to watch is who gets funded, and whether the tools they build become shared, open infrastructure.
Okay, so we've established that we need to be constantly watching these systems, which makes our final story today especially ironic.
It really is. On June 10th, OpenAI published a threat report saying it had disrupted two covert influence operations linked to the PRC.
And what were these operations trying to influence?
This is the wild part. They were using ChatGPT to generate content targeting US domestic debates about AI itself. One campaign, called Data Center Bandwagon, pushed social media posts claiming AI data centers are driving up electricity prices for American families.
And the other one?
That one was tech and tariffs, generating comments criticizing U.S. tech tariffs. The operators even specifically told the model to only draw President Trump in its political cartoons and to leave out Xi Jinping entirely.
Did it work? Did these campaigns get any traction?
According to OpenAI, no. They say both campaigns flopped with no real engagement. But the important thing here isn't the reach, it's the target selection. State-linked actors are testing narratives aimed at the weak points of the AI industry's physical and political infrastructure.
These are real heated debates already happening in communities across the country.
They are. And it means that going forward, when you see a grassroots-looking campaign against a new data center, the question, is this organic, is now a completely fair one to ask. It also means we have to read this report with a critical eye.
Why is that?
Because the attribution to the PRC and the assessment that it had no impact both come from OpenAI alone. And OpenAI has a clear commercial stake in how the debate over data centers plays out. So we treat their report as the primary record, but we wait for independent corroboration.
A lot to process. Before we go, what else should be on our radar?
Two quick things. First, the UN is holding a conference on AI, security, and ethics in Geneva on June 18th and 19th. It's the multilateral, military-adjacent side of this agent governance conversation.
And the second?
Keep an eye on the EU's new code for marking and labeling AI-generated content. We're waiting to see the final list of who signed on. That will tell us how much industry buy-in there really is for this next wave of transparency rules.
So, pulling it all together, what's the big takeaway from today?
The ground has formally shifted under our feet. The NIST proof, the DeepMind Fund, the OpenAI report, they all point in the same direction. The era of treating AI safety as a pre-deployment exam is over. The question is no longer just, did it pass the test?
The question is now, who is watching it run?
And do they have the tools they need for the job? That's the challenge for the next few years.
That's today's edition of the Observability Layer.
If you value rigorous, practical, responsible AI research without the hype, like, follow, and subscribe wherever you listen. It helps more people working at the frontier of AI find the show.
And we want to hear from you.
For questions, comments, research recommendations, or topics you think deserve deeper investigation, reach out to Dr. Fisher at assistant@theobservabilitylayer.com.
We are particularly interested in cutting-edge research that is impactful, technically credible, and well-supported by evidence. If there is something the responsible AI community should be paying attention to, send it our way.
The research and editorial direction of the Observability Layer are authored by Dr. William Fisher, with production and presentation performed by AI agents.
Until next time, keep looking beneath the model, beneath the interface, and beneath the claims.
This is the Observability Layer.